put a stick up there and make a good round tap over it. That water shed like a duck back.
Oh, oh. Well, now, when you first cut the hay, when you were just putting it in the piles out in the field, what did you call those little piles?
Oh, shocks. Little shocks.
Shocks, did you?
Mm-hmm, little hay shocks.
Uh-huh. Now, where did you keep your cows?
Hmm?
Where did you keep your cows?
In a cow lot.
Hmm?
She said, where would we keep her cows?
We had a cow lot and a calf pen and turned the cows outside all the way.
Oh, so you didn't keep them in the barn?
No.
No, we had a cow lot for cows.
You had a cow lot?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that a cow lot would be outside,
mm-hmm.
Close to the barn?
Yeah.
Yeah, just anywhere. We did have one right out the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere to handle the milk and turn the cow outside and dog her off in the wood, better get the grazer.
Oh, I see. Now that's where you'd milk them, in the lot?
Mm-hmm. Milk them in the cow lot. Wouldn't have no barn.
Well, now, what about horses? Did you ever have any horses?
Yeah. Had some donkeys.
Oh, you had some...
Farm mules.
You had farm mules.
Yeah.
Where would you keep them?
Well, we had a good lot for them. Taken rider and good gate. They get out and go to somebody's watermelon patch and water in it.
They water in the watermelon.
Well,
isn't that a sight? Well, now what about your
blame mule get out and run off.
They were hard headed, weren't they?
Yeah, they didn't get out of work.
Well, now what about where would you keep your hogs and
hog bins?
Build us a big, good hog pen.
Uh-huh.
Down here we build it and pen out in the edge of the water.
Out in the edge of the water?
Bring the water to run into the pen all the time.
Oh, I see.
Couldn't do that on a hill. We didn't have no water carried out of the mountain.
Yeah, now where would you let them graze? Where would your...
Just the whole world.
Would you ever
We used to have a lot of hogs just run outside.
Yeah.
Oh, but our fattening hogs, mm-hmm. We kept them in the pen.
But the hogs crick the range and the fall got ready to put up a few of the best and feed them out.
Well, now,
fatten them good and kill and eat them.
Uh-huh. Well, now what about your cows? Where did they graze?
Hmm?
Where would your cows graze?
Oh, they just hit them woods. There wasn't no... Have no pasture, you know. Open range. Had to have a good rail fence around your crop. But
you would have a rail fence,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, didn't have no wire.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So that would be that kind of fences that,
yeah.
Where they laid it like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Uh-huh.
This whole creek, when we come here, had rails, what went out, rotted out and outside.
Did they ever make them out of loose rocks? Did you ever hear them make these?
Oh, yeah. We built rock fence on the mountain.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sometimes they do that, too.
Yeah, one of those days, it'll burn up.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes it would. You get far and burn the whole damn country up.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Burn the fence down, have neighbors go in and help build it, make a rail and build his fence back.
Every time. Well, now what about in those days, where would you keep your milk and butter?
Oh, we dig a place under the porch or something, in the coolest place we could find. Pour a little water in it.
And we do that too sometimes. Sometimes we keep it in the spring.
Sometimes you keep it in the...
Yeah, we took it down here when we live close to it. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, hot weather, we'd take it to spring.
Oh, I see.
Like spring down there.
Oh,
yeah, of course.
That spring down there, I always tap off a good cool milk. It's a big spring.